You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Somebody in a high school goes up to another high school kid and they go, "Who do you think the hottest girl in the school is?"
I watch all the way
They're
through.
So good.
I had to stop. I had to stop watching because I'm like, what am I doing?
Trying to figure it out. Who is it?
What does she look like?
It's so interesting, like, though. I love watching those two. I wish they did that when we were in fucking school.
Because I like to see if they're a match, if they like each other.
You know, usually, but then I'm like curious. I'm like, is she really that hot? Like, and then I'm like, this girl's in high school. Because then I think the algorithm, I was watching those, and then a TikTok of just like some teenage kids were just dancing. And I'm like, I don't need to be watching this at all.
I think it's more because, I mean, the ones that popped up on my page were just viral. So it just like happened to pop up on my feed. But they're really, it's so interesting to watch like two people that don't know that the other are attractive. They find out in the video.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. It was fun. I'd never got that experience in high school. So I think that's why I like watching it.
You know, there are dudes who are just hurting that they weren't even asked
to
be a part of it.
They asked all the popular kids. They asked all the kids that had like a lot of friends.
Oh, yeah.
Like they're never going to go to like the, you know, the unpopular, to the Zanes in high school.
You're hanging out. You're like, oh, do me. They're like, who do you think is the most popular girl? And then you're like, you're going to go ask her. And they're like, they never asked.
Yeah, no, it's sad, but it was.
Do you know who Zane Hijazi is? Next person. Oh, yeah. My feelings would be hurt.
So how's everybody's day? Good?
Pretty good so far.
That's good.
Yeah.
I took my medication late. I was feeling like weird and I was like, oh, I forgot to take my medication again. But I don't know how it's like fast. Like, I feel like if you don't take it for 2 days straight, then it's like, oh, I'm not feeling good. But like, I feel like when I wait like 3 hours after I'm supposed to take it, I start feeling already, which is kind of scary. Like, I don't like that.
Isn't the pill so small?
It's small, but I mean, obviously it's powerful because if you take more than your
fentanyl, small.
That's very true. Fentanyl is very small. It's actually the powder form.
Yeah, it's insane.
You need to watch out for the candy.
Yeah.
Just nerds roam.
Do parents still check their kids' candy after trick-or-treating, or is that not a thing anymore?
Yeah.
Because I know those are very scary thing.
Putting blades in
razor blades and apples.
So is that, was that just like, that wasn't that's common. Like
our parents would talk about that stuff.
The razor blades and the candy. Yeah. But now we just got to worry about like drugs injected in candy.
Which is so easy because if you like were to stick a needle in through a wrapper into like a Snickers or something, there's no way you could notice a pinhole that small in a wrapper.
Right.
Or they should got the resealers that you could buy on Amazon.
Let's
that
not give them ideas.
Well, yeah, right. I think what sometimes a lot of parents do is they let their kids go trick-or-treating, collect the candy, and then they just take the candy away and give them their own candy.
Oh, I like that.
So you get the experience.
Well,
you dump the candy out because you're like, I don't even want to risk it. And I'll give you all the candy you want.
My dad would always check the candy and make sure that it was good. He would eat it all.
Yeah.
And then he would say he's just
just testing it out.
I would go, hey, baby, pick your favorite candies. And then she picks her favorite. And then I would just go buy.
Did you ever finish all the candy? I remember coming home with like pillowcases full of shit.
Heath, I finished the whole pillowcase.
Really?
Yes. And like a 2 weeks time, I'd finish the whole thing because I'd eat during the night at midnight. Well, you know how to problem.
We would always just like take the candy and then that would be candy for the year if guests came over.
Yeah.
And we would just the have a bowl.
Yeah.
Had it in the pantry. But you know, it's kind of like when you go to another friend's house and you see their Halloween bowl and it's like,
Slim
it's
Pickens.
June. Yeah.
The wrapper is like, like the letters are like disintegrating.
You know, ghosts on it. Ghosts on the Reese's. You're like,
yeah, it's like a Casper. You're like, there's a Casper movie out. This shit was like, this is 1996. But you do pillowcases. Like,
yeah,
yeah.
What's everyone going to be for their Halloween? Because it's not coming out until after Halloween.
Prison Mike.
Prison Mike. Yeah. What's Prison Mike?
From the office.
He got the purple bandana. Yeah. It's me, Prison Mike.
Oh, is he just the purple bandana?
In a suit.
Pretty much. I don't like going like super all out for the costumes, and she helped me find something that was minimal.
That's easy.
How to do with the office, obviously. You probably just with office characters, every office character from 2000 and
three hole punch gym, you know?
Yeah, I like that.
So that's one day. What's your other days?
I was going to do all
every day.
Same, yeah.
You see, I'm the same way. I would do that too.
We have other things for you?
I thought you were going to be...
Well, we have the situation.
Oh, yeah.
And Snooki.
That'll be... Well, we're doing that for a party.
Great. You have to.
Prison Mike. There was something else that I had for you, I think.
I know this is silly, but what about Popeyes and olive oil?
It's too cliche. Yeah.
I know it's cliche, but I think you fit olive oil so perfectly. So I just feel like it would really work. And he has abs now.
I like doing something different.
Not anymore.
Okay.
It's all right. I just first day back in the gym today. I'm trying to get back on Ryan.
Gotta get back there. So that's your costumes?
I'm being Fran Fine.
Oh yeah. I'm excited for that one.
Fran the nanny.
Fran Drescher.
Yeah.
She's stylish too, so I'm really excited to see those outfits.
How fun. Your hair's going to be perfect for that.
Yeah. And then
are you going to do a poofy like she does?
Oh, Vector from Despicable Me. A funny one.
Vector is the tall guy?
The orange jumpsuit.
Oh, yes.
Like the tracksuit.
That's really good.
I'm thinking of Minions.
Oh.
I was thinking about that.
I was going to do Gru.
Gru. That's what I was thinking about.
I've never seen Despicable Me.
It's so good.
Yeah, really I know good. Lines from it. Like, it's so fluffy.
You know the movie it's Cloudy really with a Chance of Meatballs? Is that good also?
I love Cloudy. Really good
movie. I don't know if I've seen
yes,
that.
Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs is really funny. Bill Hader, Anna Faris, and...
That's good. Good cast. All right, I'm going to watch it. I'll watch it next week.
The Town of Chew and Swallow.
I'm going a little all out for Halloween.
You're doing Damon, right?
I'm doing Damon Targaryen.
Oh my God, I love that.
So you know me, I hate Halloween. I hate costumes. I don't even attempt to do costumes every year. Like I go to a party, I'm the one that has no costume on. But when it has to do with Game of Thrones and I have an idea, I'll go all out and I'll pay a lot of money just to make it look.
So you hired a whole like makeup artist team to do the costume as well?
So I wanted to be the character, right? And I saw the hair and like the paleness and the outfit. I was like, there's no way I'm going to find this anywhere. And the first person I thought of who has insane outfits and they always go all out for it is like Stassen Kelsey and all of them. So I hit them up. I was like, hey, who are the people that like make all your outfits? Because I feel like they get it done so quick, like the outfits they fucking do. And so they sent me the stylist number and they were able to get me and Taylor's outfits done. She's gonna be Rhaenyra. I'm gonna be Daemon.
Oh, cool.
Because Taylor's like the perfect Rhaenyra Targaryen. And they're from head to toe, they're getting everything done. And then I found a hair lady that also does Stassen Kelsey's hair to do both of our hairs.
How much is this?
I don't want to say the price because it's ridiculous.
It's that bad?
Yeah.
Is it more than Candy Crush?
Yeah, it's a little bit more than Candy Crush.
Wow.
A little bit more than Candy Crush.
You better enjoy that look.
And the money I'm spending, I'm also doing it for another outfit. Aegon Targaryen Monday.
Wait, another character?
Another character from the show Monday, because I already have pretty much everything. So I'm just going to reverse it and just use it for.
Ooh, are you paying for Taylor's as well?
Yeah, I have to because it's for me.
Yeah.
I don't expect her to pay like for her own outfit, but it's going to be her best costume of the weekend.
Yeah.
So
do you get to keep it? The outfit?
Absolutely. Yeah. Of course I get to keep it.
I'm going to walk in on you like months later and you're just going to be like, Zane, what are you doing? Nothing. Nothing. We're all playing by yourself.
Yeah. Just like the Night King costume cost me so much money too, but it's so worth it. Cause like I get so much content out of it and I film everything. Yeah. I'm filming everything when I do these costumes. Like I'm going to get my money back in some way. So it'll be worth it.
Well, that Night King was intense when you did that.
I know. I loved it. I felt so alive.
It was so funny that you didn't get what you needed finished. So you had to sleep in it.
Oh my
God. And you couldn't.
What? Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes.
Yeah,
oh,
I didn't get everything that I needed for the video. So I asked, I was like, hey, is it a good idea if I sleep in this?
And they were like,
I don't suggest that, but like, I guess do what you got to do because we can't do this again.
Right.
So I went to bed, I put a towel.
He slept in a chair.
I put my bed up because I had that recliner bed. Remember my hospital bed? So I sat up so I didn't like roll around and I went like this. And bro, I woke up 30 times in the middle of the night because it was so hot and itchy. And I got him, I'm like, thank God. I'm up. We're good. I made it through the night. And I look in the mirror, destroyed. It looked like fucking shit.
Seriously?
It was all peeling and like lifting up.
And I was so angry. I couldn't even finish the video because I was so angry. I immediately called the lady to put it on. I was just like, can we just take this off? Like, I didn't even get anything that I needed done after sleeping.
Oh, man.
And I drove to her house that morning. I was driving in my car with the Nike. I looked insane. Everybody was staring at me. And I was 5 minutes away from the girl's house that did my prosthetics. Five minutes away. And the cop sees me and pulls me over.
You get pulled over?
Pulled over by the cops.
Why don't I know any of this?
And I'm sitting there. I'm like, oh my God, I am fucked.
He just wanted to see it up close. He was probably like excited and just like.
So he gets out of his car and I'm looking. I'm like, oh my God. And I'm in my G-Wagon too. So,
oh my gosh.
And he pulls up. He's like, license and registration. I'm like, mm-hmm.
How do you even verify that that's you?
Yeah, like, what?
Looking at your license.
And I'm like, officer, I'm literally 5 minutes away from the lady who's about to take all this off. I'm so sorry if that's why you're stopping me. Because there could be some law. There could be some law like where like you can't have like,
what
I don't know.
Was this
around Halloween or was
it,
this?
No.
Like, no, it was like maybe a week and a half, 2 weeks before. It was just random.
You just wanted to do it.
Yeah.
It wasn't Halloween. Okay. Yeah. It was probably the month that like Game of Thrones either came back or the finale. It was around that time. And he gave me a ticket because my registration was like
expired,
something like that.
Oh,
but he definitely did not stop me because of that.
Maybe you stood out to him more.
I stood out to him and then that's he saw really something funny. Was wrong and then gave me a ticket.
Did he have a sense of humor about it?
Yeah, he was kind of laughing about it, but he still gave me the ticket, which kind of sucked.
But we gotta do the intro.
Oh my God, let's roll the intro, baby. Ooh, 3, 2, and 1, baby.
It's Comedy Talk, baby. Woo!
Welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered. That's Heath and I'm Zane.
That's Zane and I'm Heath.
And that's Mariah and I'm Matt.
I'm Mariah and this is Matt.
And welcome back to Unfiltered. Thank you so much for joining us again today. Today's November 1st. It's the day after Halloween. Hope you had a very safe weekend and eventful life. I don't know. I was just trying to connect. Me just trying to be positive for the first
seconds. This is the day everyone has like broken their sober October.
Sober October?
October. Don't people usually go sober during October?
I only know the November. No Shave November.
Oh.
Are you guys doing that?
I've never done it. And I feel like No Shave November is you got to let everything grow, not just.
Well, it's so weird because some people like do it as just the mustache. Some people do it as like a full beard.
Isn't it also to like raise money for like testicular?
I think it's to raise awareness.
Awareness.
Oh, well that's, they're not very good at raising awareness for that because I've never heard that connection with No Shave November.
I don't think it started for that reason. I think they just hopped on to people doing that trend.
Yeah.
Shave November came first.
Yeah, I think people just like, it's funny. It, you know, yeah, alliteration.
Got it. Do you think I could do it?
I've never seen any hair on your face. Have you tried to do it?
I think I don't even think I'd have a mustache by the end of November. It would be like January 1st.
Why don't you let it grow? Just let it grow for 1 year. Just see how like what you get out of letting it grow.
I also have engagement photos on November.
Photoshop. Like, you're good.
I'm not going to have my upper lip.
You have engagement photos in November, this November?
Like, yeah, like November 18th in Birmingham.
That's his birthday.
Oh, not November 18th. That's why. Sorry, that fished that out of my.
Why didn't you do your engagement photos at like in?
Right after, because like you have to have like your formal photos that you put on like your save the date stuff.
Yeah. Oh, got it. Okay. I thought it was
so,
like
but
the same.
I just feel like me and like a half ass mustache isn't going to work. Maybe December. December.
Okay. December. And then you let it grow for like a good 5 months and see where you go from that.
If you had like a big, like burly, like full beard, I feel like it would look good with your aesthetic.
You think so?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You look hipster as fuck.
I can't get that like y'all's beard. Y'all look so good.
What's the longest you've let your hair grow for?
Like a couple days?
Oh, that's Wait, why.
How do you know if
but
it...
It's going to be scraggly. It's not going to look like is it, dense.
Is it like a blonde beard?
It's like kind of red.
Oh, you have a ginger beard.
That's even better. That would look even
It's like Scott.
Sicker.
Scott's ginger beard looks awesome.
Yeah.
I love his red beard.
I just feel like when I start growing it, I don't look like I've been doing okay. Like everyone's going to be like, is Matt all right? Like,
You should put also, isn't there stuff that makes your hair like fuller or helps grow?
Apparently.
A beer on your face?
They've got that stuff, but I don't know if it works.
It's a bunch of hokey pokey kind of like men stuff. Yeah. They're trying to snake oils.
Got it. I just learned today that Matt uses Rogaine every day.
You do?
Yeah.
Every day.
I've been using it for like a year.
And isn't it crazy that I don't use anything? I don't use any, like, it's crazy that he is taking care of his hair every day. And I should be doing that 10 times more than Matt.
And the reason why I do it is for like preventative, like, reasons. I had a buddy of mine who I thought for sure would be bald by like this time of in his life because his brothers are all bald. And I go, your hair looks amazing. Why are you not bald? He goes, I've been doing Rogaine like every day for like the past years. And he goes, and he thinks it's maintained it. And I'm like, shit.
I didn't think that worked.
I better.
Well, we also waited too long. We like started losing hair. And then you got to do it when you still have your hair.
Yeah, I was yeeted by the time I got my hair transplanted. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, sorry, I've been a little closeted about my Rogaine. I have, because it's just like, I don't know. I just want
to
like.
No, it's good. That means you're taking care of yourself. I don't think there's anything to be. I just can't believe that you're doing that and I'm not. It's just pretty funny.
You would forget every day.
I would. I even got the stuff to do it. I don't know. I think it's a commit. Like, I'm already committing to this Lexapro. Like, having to now put these drops in my hair.
Well, if you do it at the same time.
You know what I mean? It's just, I was like, Zane, you can't take your medication unless you put that shit in your hair, right? Is that what you mean? Like, make it a...
I think it's having a little bit of responsibility.
Yeah. No, I totally get it.
Are you nervous about the surgery for them, Mariah?
No. Zane's already done it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not worried at all. I'm definitely not worried for him. I know he's really nervous about it.
But are you going to be there for him so you can see what it is?
And I think he should be there to see it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you going to be there?
I would like to be there.
Yeah.
How long?
It's like an 8 to 12 hour surgery.
Shit, you can watch a full season of a show during that.
I want to be put to sleep. I can't stay awake.
Mariah's going to be just like juggling on a unicycle.
What do you say? What'd you say?
I don't remember.
You said something.
I know, but I don't remember. I literally couldn't.
Everyone's commenting because they're watching and they can just rewind it. She asked this. She asked this.
You were saying, what do you do the whole time?
Oh, yes. What do you do the whole
time? You
just
sit there. You watch. They have a TV. You just watch TV the whole time. Or be on your phone.
Oh, you could be on your phone.
But there's moments where you're just like, oh, can we just take like a fucking 3-minute break? Like, because it's just the constant like.
Is it tickly? Does it ticklish?
No, it's more like it's definitely not. It's not like getting a cavity. It's not like getting a root canal.
Is it
it's
annoying?
Yeah, it's more annoying.
Are they plucking? Or do they give you like a numbing thing for your scalp?
Yes, your whole head is numb.
So if a hair is plucked, you don't even feel.
No,
it.
But
they aren't plucking it. They take like a basically like a Capri Sun straw. And then they push it over the hair and they pull a chunk out. So it has the meat and the follicle all in it still.
Seed it.
And then they punch a hole and then they fill that hole in with that.
If they didn't numb your head, it would hurt.
God bless the first guy that had to do that.
Yeah. There's probably been so many disasters over the years when it first.
How do you think of like, the first person to be like, hear me out, guys. What if... We took a hair here, punched it in over here.
Is that a hair plug?
I mean, I think, okay. That is a hair plug. Like the process of.
Oh my God. When you hair transplant sounds so much better. When somebody's like, did you get hair plugs?
Yeah.
That sounds like.
Oh, I say, I'd rather say hair plugs than hair transplant.
Oh, really?
Because transplants just sounds like such a.
I got hair like, augmentation.
Augmentation. I don't like that word either. It's too. It sounds like too much like plastic surgery. Hair plugs sounds just too like very simple. Like, oh yeah, I got hair plugs.
Oh.
But hair augmentation. Oh, you had to sit there and buy a
hair
doctor.
Hair transplant sounds medical. Like I needed to have it done.
It seems like somebody's got scalped and then you took their whole, and like that's like a swap.
You'll be surprised how many girls get hair transplants too.
I know.
And it didn't, until I saw all the pictures, I was like, whoa, I did not even think that girls like, would think that they needed a hair transplant.
Yeah, girls, it's even like, it's pretty serious when you have hair loss. It's
Mariah, hair transplant?
I'm good. Have you seen my mom?
Are you like, since they're doing like something a little cosmetic, are you like, I might join the, I'm not saying you need anything done. If you just
did David ever tell you the story about his mole?
No. Where was the mole?
I don't even know if he's like said this like on his, or if it was like after his podcast, but he had like a cyst, like on his like upper butt, like kind of by the crack.
Yes.
You know, he's told you about the cyst, right?
I don't know. I think maybe he's talked about it, but I don't know where it went.
He had a cyst like in his like
butt. Okay, crack. I remember seeing something and it was real, like it was gross, but like, yeah. I don't remember what happened.
So he just like wanted to get it removed. So he went to a dermatologist to get this cyst off of his like butthole basically.
Yeah. Oh, it was in his butthole.
It was damn near close.
Okay. Yeah.
So he goes there and he goes to get it done and the girl comes in that was supposed to do it. And I guess she was like super cute. So he got embarrassed and she's like, so what are we removing today? And he panicked. He didn't want to be like, spread his butt apart and take it out. So he like looked down and he's like, I have a mole right here that I'm getting removed. And he ended up getting like this tiny little freckle mole removed.
Get the fuck out of here.
And it was like nothing. And he never like thought about it, but he just like saw it and was like, it was this. And then he got like,
he went ahead and got another mole like this that he didn't want to get.
Just because he was embarrassed and didn't want to like.
Do you think she was like, okay, this isn't that.
Yeah, it really, really bothers me.
So does he still have the.
I think he still has the cyst.
Oh, no.
I guess like, would you want.
Let's call him an ass.
I don't blame him for being like, this isn't who I wanted to remove it.
I mean, I get it. I mean.
It's a little intimate of a spot. Didn't they at least have. Do you think. She went in and she was like, okay, it's on the rear. And then he was like, it's this one. She's like,
I thought they're pretty good with male to male patients when it comes to anything around the genitals.
Any
physical type.
I don't know.
Like if I was going to get a checkup around my genitals, it's always a guy doctor. They'll never have a girl doctor do it because I think that's what like
maybe,
that's how they do it.
Maybe she was like the one to like check it before it gets removed. You know?
Oh,
what I mean? Like,
got it. Okay,
could have been something like. But she was like, "What are we doing?"
So he got it removed by that girl doctor, the same girl doctor.
She was freaked. I think he just didn't. I think he got spooked out.
Yeah,
thinking that this girl's about to check what it is, and then said it was something else. Rather than like trusting for the real funny. Doctor, he could have just been like, I'd rather wait for the doctor.
But still, even then, even doing that is a little like embarrassing. Well, let's ask today, see if he still has it. It's really, you think it's grown?
Yeah.
Sebaceous. His ass is fatter than ever.
That's so maybe, where he keeps it.
Yeah, for sure.
David does. Boy, has a wagon.
When he's in his boxers, you just can't help but stare.
Is it like a fat ass or is it just a big butt?
It's just like a big butt.
I've seen like, pictures like fans have like posted of it. And I'm like, what? I'm like, that's not real.
Oh, those pictures come from me. I post it first and then they screenshot it. And because at every moment he turns sideways, I go, chicky! And upload. no permission, no nothing. Just the whole world gets to see it.
Who is a bigger butt, you or Zane?
Zane. Yeah.
Having to move this thing around, it's a lot. Yeah. You see my brothers. We get it from our
Grammy.
Oh, it's like
Grammy. Yes, Grammy. We all just
Grandma got that arch.
Yeah, we got fucking buses behind us.
Has your butt gotten more tone since you've been working out? Or
yeah, it's gotten more tone. I just feel like there's just too. I wish I could just chop some ass out. Like I don't like having so much butt. I don't have so much butt on me. I wish
dude,
I could.
You have a nice butt, dude. You don't want to have nothing.
But
I got
my pants
nothing.
So, like,
here.
When I put my pants up, like, my butt makes it look like I have fat legs. So, you know what I mean?
Like,
unless that's why I used to wear skinny jeans all the time because I was able to, like, not. But then I would look like, you know, I'd look like Stas sometimes when I wear skinny jeans because it was just.
a little
figure. Nice silhouette.
Yeah, when I wore them 00 Hollister jeans, it was
the best.
I'm trying to tone it up now so it looks better.
You doing donkey kicks?
What the fuck is donkey kicks?
Yeah, you're not working on your ass.
Oh no. I mean, I'm not like doing butt workouts, but I feel like working out has helped mold me better. Yeah.
I should try to focus on mine. I would love just a nice
rump.
Yes.
But
like a nice baseball butt.
Like a Greek god butt. You ever see like, you know, some statues being like, damn, that ass. That is like
Julius Caesar had
because statue of David, just like bam.
There's nothing worse than having a sore butt from a workout though, where you can't even sit on a toilet and relax because it's painful. I don't like.
That's just leg day, right? When you do leg day and then you have like really sore fucking.
I was supposed to be training super hard because I got my backpacking trip coming up and.
Oh, you just wanted to like feel like you had a little bit of endurance.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
everything. As soon as you stop working out for like a couple weeks, it's just everything is gone.
You should.
I'm like, back where I started.
Work out really hard for like the week before you go, just to get.
It is a week before I go.
Right now, it's a week before you go.
Pretty much.
Wait, when do you leave?
The 4th.
We're doing our little schedule. We're doing schedules right now.
Also the.
Wait, you leave the 4th. When do you come back?
The 8th. And also,
oh my God, guess what the 8th is?
Huh?
Election day.
Oh my God.
You're coming right just in time.
Straight to the polls.
Zane, you're going to be all alone that weekend. I'm going to be gone.
No, I won't, because Danielle will be living with us. So I do have a friend. In the friend.
Yes. We have a new roommate.
Todd is moving out of our house in like about a week or two. Did you even know the day he's moving out? I don't know.
I thought he was supposed to be moved out today.
He keeps pushing
it. It's month by month. So I think he said that he was going to stay till November 1st and then pay an extra week. I don't know. He said something like that, but I'm still trying to figure out what. But the thing is that Danielle has already moved in because she needed to be out of her house by October 27th, which is today. Today. She needs to be out of that house. Everything needs to be out. But she's supposed to move in to Todd's room or the guest room?
The guest room.
The guest room. Oh, so I guess Todd could just stay in there. As long as he wants, but all of his stuff
is
your
first time living with a girl.
Yeah.
Actually,
but what's nice, she's great though, because she's like, she's been in the house for the past year and a half now.
So she was
so many days.
We're very used to her presence. It just seems like now she's crashing at our house for just like a longer time.
Yeah, right.
But no, it feels like a bit like a sitcom.
Yeah.
It's like Two and a Half Woman. Like, or like, you know, that like,
no, I know what you
she's
mean.
Like these knuckleheads.
Yeah. And I truly see her as like a little sister. So it's like, I don't even see her as like a friend in the house. It's just like a little sister. It's like, oh, cool. Okay. She's just around now.
Yeah. And she's always there in the first place. So it's kind of just, that's instead of going home to sleep, she's just going to sleep there.
And I feel like she's a great roommate too. Like I remember she was in her room and me and Matt like poked her in the room and was like, should we go out over like any house rules or anything that you need us to, because it's my first time living with a girl. Probably your first time living with a girl, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
So you have to like respect.
You gotta start putting the toilet seat down.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think she has her own bathroom. So we'll be okay.
But what's great is that we just like, she has a good sense of humor, so we can be really like passive aggressive with her too, which is nice. Just being like, wow, we're staying in bed all day today? That's just awesome.
But we were asking, she said her only rules are, if my bedroom door is closed, do not talk to me. My bedroom door is open, you can stop by and say something or invite me to something. I'm like, that's perfect. Okay, we're good. Thank you.
Boundaries.
But I really respected the, my door's closed, do not bother me. I was like, I should have boundaries too. Because no boundaries. Me, Matt, and Todd, we in and out, anywhere, no knocking. When's the last time I knocked on your door before walking in?
A while. I don't know. Yeah, I trust you. I assume if it's shut and if it's locked, obviously don't come in.
Oh, if it's locked, I jiggle.
See if it accidentally unlocks.
One time I was really drunk and I did not respect Todd's privacy at all. He was in his bedroom and I was like, come out. I was drunk, obviously. I was like, come out, please. And we weren't fighting.
Oh, I remember this story.
We weren't fighting. Crazy, but I like broke down the door. but not aggressive. Like I wasn't Zane's pissed
house,
at anybody.
His last house.
My last house. I like kind of just broke it down.
Shit.
My first and last time doing it. I told myself like next day I felt so bad.
It was
and
your
I
house.
Immediately fixed it. It's my house. No, I'm under my roof, my rules, right? That's how it was with our parents. They got to break down our door whenever they wanted.
That's true.
Yeah, you know what? I don't feel bad. I take it back.
My rule is I just don't like sneaking behind me. Because if I'm at my computer and I'm playing like an intense game and I have my headphones on, dude, I am in a different world. And Zane will come up and be like, and I will. Oh, because I'm like checking behind me all the time.
The way he reacts is like he's about to get murdered. It's insane. And it's like the scream goes on for 3 seconds longer than it should.
There's an actual term for that. Like, so Jordan has a very audible, I'm scared scream. Like most people, whoa, you know what I mean? But like he makes this like guttural sound if he gets like startled.
It's a thing though. It's called something. Look that up.
Do you remember what it was called, Jordan?
Is it like primal?
Like very.
Dude, even during scary movies, man, I'll be like, it just comes out of me.
You know what I always do that Matt hates that I do?
What?
When we're watching a scary movie, obviously I just hear shit. I'll hear shit throughout the movie and we'll be watching TV in the living room and I just go,
Like he keeps
like I feel like I always feel like someone's staring at us through the window, and I just have this fear that like someone's just sitting there, just waiting.
And I'm just like, I'm like, stop it. Like I go, no one's there, but like we're already watching something scary.
Because you just feel like you see something move in the side of your eye all the time.
I got startled the other day. I was sitting on my computer, and all of a sudden, I heard my car alarm start going off in my driveway for the NSX, and I'm like, that sounds funny. So I stand up and I hear it and it's like right there. So I run outside and I go to check on it because it wouldn't just be going off in the middle of my driveway. And I run out and I see a car full of people like windows down just take off down the street from like in front of the house. So I don't know if they were like trying to get into it, trying to steal it or
absolutely.
They were all in the car? Or
yeah, there was, I think I saw like three people like through the window like because it was down. And then they
what did it feel like to you? Like the people inside? Like what did it feel like? Was it kids?
I couldn't really see. I just saw like blobs of people and they were gone.
But it's very it was in the middle of the day, right?
Middle of the day.
In the driveway, you know?
Yeah, very strange. And I mean, if they really wanted to, you could pull it behind it, hook it, and just rip it out and
maybe they were just like filming a TikTok. What do you do for a living? I have an academy. Let's go.
But yeah, I don't know if they were trying to get in and see if it was just open and they tried to pull a Zane and jiggle the door handle and get in.
After being drunk.
But I was pissed, somewhere. I'll tell you that much.
Oh, no, I bet you just bought that car. Didn't you say your car almost got
get
fucked after you got
lawn.
It?
Off my lawn.
Oh, we already talked about this because we're talking about getting work done, but Leah just got her lips done. She worked for the Kardashians for 4 years, and then now she's getting her lips done.
That's why her lips look all red?
Yeah.
I was about to go, oh, wearing lipstick today, but then I was like, that's a weird thing for me to say. She walked in from far away, and the first thing I noticed was her lips, and I wanted to be like, oh, wearing makeup, like as a joke, but then I'm like, I'm not going to comment about a woman. Like,
I think she's wearing like just a lipstick because of the bruises that
healing
it comes with. Yeah, but it looks pretty good. Like, no, I thought it was going to look like, because that's what I just feel like, that's what it looks like when you get your lips done, but it looks like very
natural.
You know when you really get pregnant, your lips get huge.
Everything swells up.
Your boobs.
Patricia's, I can't wait.
Patricia's sister-in-law, I was like, now she's like almost 8 months pregnant. And I was looking at her lips and I was like, Jesus. I was like, she got she got lip injections while she's pregnant. I was like, I don't think you can do that. But I was like, I go, Shelby, your lips look really great. She goes, I know, they're swollen, right? I was like, oh, so you did get lip injection? She goes, no, I'm pregnant. I'm like, oh, absolutely.
I didn't think everything got bigger.
See their feet. Huge. Feet, ankles.
Oh,
wow.
Everything swells.
Why is that?
Everybody's different.
Why is that though?
Because your body's retaining water. I don't know.
No, I understand that, but like what in here makes your toes just get
probably like circulation starts getting like
fluid.
You know,
got it. Okay.
Retaining water, you're eating more,
That's just crazy. A uterus can get that big.
It doesn't make sense to me.
What in the world?
Yeah.
And then
I'm trying to imagine a baby inside of me.
Your other organs get squished up to the top.
But like slowly, right? So it's able to like maneuver where that's crazy. That's insane. Insane to me.
Oh, just imagine you're already pregnant. You're like, oh, got to get birth in 3 months, 2 months, 1 month, next week. And then
these movies and shows don't help either. Just seeing like, watch House of the Dragon season 1 and then get pregnant. Mm. Not a good thing to watch before.
Oh, is it not?
No, you haven't seen it?
Oh, I think I heard you like audibly watching it in the room. You're like, oh my God. Oh God. Like I peeked my head and I did see
that last episode. I said, oh my God, very loud in my room.
When you're alone watching stuff, you have like, you speak out loud?
No.
It was just that jarring that you had to.
Yeah. Normally I'm like, I'm usually silent, but that one I had to yell like, oh my God.
Oh my
God. Like I was talking to somebody. Yeah.
Do you think you could deliver a baby, Mariah?
Oh, like, wait, I can get pregnant?
No, well, she's done it before. Deliver a baby.
Oh, somebody else?
Like give birth. As a girl, like if you saw another girl who was like, it's coming, you'd be like, all right, let's do this.
In an emergency, yes, that would be crazy, but I wouldn't volunteer.
Step aside, I got this.
A midwife.
I was like, if I was by myself, I wouldn't volunteer, but if I had to.
But if a lady was like screaming in the middle of the street that she was giving birth and nobody's around, I'd be like, yeah, let's do that.
Right, you're just like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That would be crazy.
That would be insane.
Yeah, what a rush.
Getting all that.
After you do that, you must be like on cloud nine. Like,
I would be
successfully like help someone like give birth. You'd be like, yeah, what's up?
What else do you need?
Yeah. I wouldn't be grossed out by anything except for the smell. Whatever smell it comes out, that if I just have to clip my nose and I'd be good. Whatever it is, I can like handle it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does birth smell bad?
I don't know if birth has a smell, but like I'm imagining that it has some sort of
a lot of bodily fluids. Yeah.
Burping, like when someone burps after a big meal, you can smell your like intestines. So I'm sure you smelled like something.
A good hot dog burp.
Ew.
It's crazy. And I thought hot dog burps were because you ate hot dogs. No, it's actual intestines.
Speaking of hot dogs, remember when we went to Wiener Schnitzel the other night?
Yeah.
First of all, the ice cream cones, the Tasty Freeze.
Heath.
Unbeatable.
Not over exaggerating that shit. And it's crazy. You walk in and you're looking around. You're like,
it's
an interesting place.
First of all, I didn't know they sold beer up at Wiener Schnitzel. Pictures of
beer at Wiener Schnitzel.
Dude, those dudes were alcoholics who were hanging out in there. Like, gonna go to the Wiener Schnitzel, have a pitcher of beer for $10, and watch the game.
Get a pitcher of beer and a chili cheese dog.
Go to a bar.
Yeah, like, it's an interesting fast food spot. It doesn't make any sense, but there's this ice cream that Heath has been raving about.
It's a soft serve cone, but then they dip it in a Fruit Loop hard shell. I'm not a Fruit Loop guy, but dude, there's something about it that
I could, like, if that was in a tub, I would just like condensed funnel. Milk. I would
funnel.
It's crazy because they have chocolate dipped, vanilla, like the regular dips, and then randomly Fruit Loop and lemon.
Fruit Loops. Very interesting collab for the Fruit Loop family. Like, guys, we can do collab with like Ben and Jerry's, like, all the ice cream places out there. But they were like, let's do Wiener Schnitzel. But it's delicious.
I remember me and them, because it was your first time having it too, right?
Yeah.
Me and Matt, we took a bite, we looked at each other, and it
doesn't make sense.
We've never, like, there was never a moment where, like, whoa, this is insane. Heath was right. Because there's times where you talk about something like,
yeah,
and it's usually not that amazing, but it's still really good. But that really, that I think that exceeded how you made it sound.
The Fruit Loop dip cone or that whole thing.
Yeah.
That could win like a contest.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was it was contest winning. It could be the best. It could be voted. We were joking, like, LA Magazine, like, the best ice cream cone is at Wiener Schnitzel.
But just them holding the cone and, like, a shot, like, the magazine.
It's some sort of, like, hot liquid, because when they first dip it and they give it to you, you could just, like, soft, eat right through it, and it's soft, but then, like, the more you wait, it, like,
hardens up.
Everybody listening to this, they're like, I guess we gotta try it, man. 5 minutes later...
But it's the Tasty Freeze.
Let's go to Wiener Schnitzel.
Tasty Freeze is like its own sub company.
Right.
It's like Orange Julius under Dairy Queen.
Sucking on a chili dog.
What'd you say?
Outside the Tasty Freeze.
Huh? Orange Julius. What'd you say?
Orange
was that?
Julius? Orange Julius?
Wow.
Isn't
I haven't seen or heard that.
Orange
in a
Julius
long time.
Partners with Dairy Queen a lot.
Yes. So like that's why if you're ever like a mall food court, it's like Dairy Queen with Orange Julius.
Yeah.
So that's like Wiener Schnitzel with Tasty Freeze.
What's Orange Julius? Like what do they make?
Like it was like popular in the 80s and 90s, like this like orange fun, like slush
type thing.
Yeah.
But it's not a thing anymore.
It was like a Slurpee.
They're still around.
They're still around.
I don't think people are.
We should, yeah. Like, I want to have an Orange Julius. I want to try it.
But I know we've been talking about this ice cream for like 10 minutes, but you should definitely try it. We all leave.
So we went there after our, we had Raising Cane's, and then we ended up going to the Tasty Freeze after. But what's really weird is we went to Raising Cane's, we're eating, and we go to get to the car, and there's this guy waiting outside of Zane's car, and we thought it was like super strange.
That one guy.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're walking back to the car and this guy, like we kept moving closer and closer to Matt while we're getting in the car. And Matt looked at me. He's like, is this guy trying to like kill us? I mean, we were high. We were a little high from the Patreon episode that we just did with Kenny. So we were probably a little paranoid, but still it was really weird. We get into the car.
Like too close for comfort.
Yeah.
Like, for a stranger.
I look at Matt and I'm like, that, or Matt looks at me, he's like, that was weird, right? I'm like, Matt, no, you are, I don't think we're like too high. Like, that was really weird.
I said to him, I go, excuse me, because he was still standing in the middle of the car and I had to walk to my door and he was like blocking me. And I go, excuse me. He goes, okay. Or he went, sorry. Oh, wait, fuck. What did he say? It wasn't okay. He was just like, he said something like dismissive, but it was one word to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was just, it was weird, right? But we left and that was it.
So,
and
then this, you guys happens. Didn't know it, but I asked Zane afterwards, when we were walking to our car, there was a lady that was following behind us. And I didn't really like notice it, but she was like right behind. And then Mariah was like, get in the car, like shut the door. I was like, what happened? And I guess she was like following behind him, like wrapped up right behind the Jeep and was like super, super close behind us and just like very strange.
First, Zane noticed the guy standing by his car and he was like, why is that guy standing so close to my car? Because we didn't park near other people.
Yeah.
And then, so I took note of him. And then when we were getting our car, I did a 360. I looked around. It was with me, you, Jordan, and who was with us?
Kenny.
And so you guys all got in the car. I took note of a lady that was behind us and I got in the car and I watched her from the back window. She was right up against the car, right around Jordan's side, really, really close. And then when I told you guys to shut the doors, she went two spots down to another car and got in that car.
And what, and did like, you see that? So weird. Where did the other guy go?
I didn't see him because there was a car in between me and you.
He was intense. He was like smoking a cig.
Was she Asian?
Yeah. So she was like,
okay, wait, there's a whole thing, but I have more.
So she was like an Asian lady with like red hair.
Oh God. I thought the story like kind of finished there. I was like, fuck. I thought we were getting somewhere.
No, I have more.
Got it. Okay.
He was Asian.
Okay. Right. So I took note and I kind of like joked about it. I was like, maybe they're in cahoots with each other because he was Asian and she was Asian. Yeah. And I was like, maybe they were a team.
Yeah.
Like a duo, like a husband and wife duo. Something.
They thought they were like a pair together. Working together.
And didn't think anything of it. And then I get on, it wasn't the Citizens app, it was like a neighborhood app. So I get on this app and the first thing up is North Hollywood. This Asian lady with red hair was, she was trying to kidnap kids and she was trying to rob people. And she was a duo with another Asian male.
And there's a picture of them.
Right in North Hollywood.
Wait, like, show me. I know. I can tell you exactly.
Mariah has a screenshot of it.
I could tell you if this guy like kind of resembled. But no, Matt had a great look of him.
Wait, there's no picture of the guy. It's just the girl.
It's just the girl that was behind us.
Did the girl have red hair?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
But it was that
same. They were trying to kidnap kids?
That same day.
I'll read you
He looked like he was ready to fucking like. Go like kidnap somebody. He was intense, dude.
It's almost like they were scoping out the cars and who was getting in them. It's like she saw how many guys were in our car and she left.
But why it raised?
It was like four against one.
I think just any establishment where like yeah.
Read what it
and
says underneath.
This is what somebody said. Attention: this woman attempted to break into my friend's home and possibly abduct her child today. She tapped on the child's bedroom window and told the child to come to the front door. Police said she was a possible match with the suspect description from an earlier child's abduction. She was not caught and drove off in a dark gray Prius car. Did you know?
I didn't see the car.
She definitely didn't get into a Prius. She got into an SUV, but with a male driver.
Should we go back to Raising Cane's?
We should.
To tell them?
Yeah, to... Not for food or anything. I was gonna say,
let's abduct her. See how she likes it.
I want to see the parking
lot. Imagine trying to play that case.
The parking lot surveillance, just to see all of us and what.
Wow.
Be careful out there if you're going to late night fast food joints in the North Hollywood
there's
area.
A lot of them around here, huh? I just feel like there's always something. Something like that happening. We should bring this up because the food is sitting in the fridge right now. But Heath, and Mariah went out to eat. Was it
yesterday?
Yesterday we went out to eat. We went to this place. I'm not going to say the name, but we went to this place.
I've been to this place before and I've had a great meal there multiple times.
Why can't you say this place?
But it's just because what we're about to bring. It's a whole thing. Like we do not want what we're about to show you associated with this restaurant. It's just really mean.
You're about to bring it in.
We saved it.
We kind of wanted to tell you our experience in this restaurant. Okay. So before we show you this,
Did you write podcast?
So we knew
nobody ate it. Okay. Oh, the smell. Okay. So, I mean, There was just a few things that happened. You smelled the smoke. All right, so we went to this restaurant, right? And we and Heath is talking about how much he loves this place. We're like, oh my God, we're so excited. We're going to eat this food. Whatever, Heath loves it. And the first thing we ordered was a round of drinks. We got water and I got Diet Coke. And the Diet Coke comes out and me and Mariah are just looking at her. We're like, but none of us said anything. I was like, oh, this is probably going to be good because it looks different. And I take a sip and I was like, oh my God. This isn't Diet Coke. Should I even say this? Is this even I matter? Mean,
okay, the Diet Coke looked like a black iced coffee. He took a sip and was like, something is wrong with this. I tried it. I was like, there's fucking poison in it. Like, it tasted like Diet Coke with ginger beer, a splash of lemonade, and like cyanide.
It sounded like all the tubes disgusting. Went to Diet Coke. That like all the tubes for every soda flavor was in Diet Coke. Okay. And it was flat. So it was just completely, completely wrong. And you know, it happens. Restaurants, there's times where like the syrup or something runs out. So you just say, hey, there's something wrong with Diet Coke. Like, just get me another soda or just like replace the tube, yeah. Right? And immediately the lady like recognizes that, like, what's going on. She's like, you know what? I'll just give you your refund. And then walks her. Oh, I'm like, oh, well, I wanted something else or like maybe another Diet Coke. And the guy comes out and he's like, oh, we're just going to refund you on the Diet Coke. And I was like, oh, why can't we? He's like, oh, well, it's because, well, this happens all the time. Half the people that get this, like, they always return the Diet Coke. You either love it or hate it. That's just our Diet Coke. I'm like, wait, what do you mean it's your Diet Coke?
He said,
like,
people send it back all the time.
Like, this is like, he was telling me that, like, oh no.
Is it not a fountain Diet Coke? It's like a hipster Diet Coke.
No, it's a fountain Coca-Cola. Diet Coke.
It's supposed to be. Yes.
But he made it sound like we were crazy that we like
claimed he wasn't surprised. He was like, oh, people send it back all the time.
Like, maybe something is wrong.
But this is just our Diet Coke. It's like, if people send it back all the time, you should probably change the Diet Coke.
What restaurant is this? And just cut it out.
We all order our food, right? And Mariah orders the should we show him first what this is, or should we tell?
Let's have him guess what it is.
Yeah, yeah. So look at the order.
And you're going to guess what I ordered on the menu.
What the menu said, yeah.
Hold it up so people can see.
Grab another one. There's one in there that's like
this. Is this shrimp?
Just grab another one.
Look at it.
Okay.
This looks like a chicken.
And that's exactly what it looked like when it got brought out.
There's like eight of those. Okay.
Is this chicken strips?
Okay.
This doesn't sound as crazy as we're about to make it sound, but
I ordered a kid's popcorn chicken.
If you see on the menu kid's popcorn chicken, what do you think you're about to get?
Like the Sonic popcorn chicken.
Like just tiny little
popcorn chicken.
Pieces of pop. Yeah. It's called popcorn chicken because it looks like popcorn.
Yeah. And then these are just chicken. These are chicken strips.
Yes, but if you were to bite into that and look into what the meat looks like,
You know what, Heath? It was you should have been there moment. You really should have been there. It was insane.
We gave Jordan a bite and just said, "What is this?" He goes, "Is that fried pork belly?" And then we were like, "No, guess again." And he said, "Tripe" as his number two guess.
Tripe. Ugh.
What is tripe?
I don't even know. It's like pig stomach. Intestines that like you eat with like salt and stuff in Italy. Oh, God. But it's like a bar place, right? It's like bar food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah. No, it doesn't look very good. It looks like bowling alley food.
Yeah. I mean, it was just, we were just surprised that was popcorn chicken.
No, that's not popcorn chicken. Those are chicken strips. I think someone didn't want to cut them up and make them into like popcorn bites.
It just looked like chicken. It like looked like chicken feet.
It does look like chicken feet.
Yeah. It was just very hard to look at.
Anyway, you have a nosebleed?
No, just a piece of skin.
I had a nosebleed yesterday.
What happened?
I got my nostril hairs waxed out because I had so many. Want to see a picture of how many came out?
Where they put the hot wax and then they put the stick and then they rip the whole thing.
Yeah, man. It feels like your brain is coming out.
Yours did.
I'm different. Look.
Oh!
Oh, show me that. Dude, that looks like a retainer from over here.
That was just one nostril. Oh. And you wonder why I can't breathe.
Look at that one.
They wax that out of you?
Yeah.
Does it hurt?
She didn't even use a stick. She used like her hands. I went.
Oh.
You don't have a nose hair trimmer?
I do, but like, I feel like it doesn't like really get it.
Was it like insanely painful?
No.
Let me see.
It definitely wasn't insanely painful. It just feels like your brain is coming out with it. Oh. Cause just so much.
God, that hair. Is so satisfying to look at too.
I know. At the same time, I'm like, God,
it looks like a creature you'll find, or like moss on a tree.
I love looking at the nose strips once you rip it off.
Oh yeah.
That is the most satisfying thing.
I've never done that.
You know, like when people have like tryptophobia,
with all the holes.
I like looking at that shit.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, so you're like the opposite.
Yeah, like I like seeing holes everywhere.
You're not tryptophobic. You're like trypto
maniac. Yeah. It's because it's like results.
Yeah.
And it's like coming out of your face too. That's why mm-hmm. I love like pimples too. Like pimple popping videos. I love.
Yeah.
Love that shit.
I used to, and then something happened, and I just stopped watching them.
I like watching cysts get cut open. Ew. When they lance it.
Oh,
you do?
Oh, you like seeing that?
I like tick removals.
Really?
Yeah.
Like out of.
Ticks from animals, fish, other insects.
Like the bot beetles?
Yeah.
Oh my, dude, I don't understand how that happens. How is there like a beetle that goes in?
Like a bot fly removal?
Yeah.
It's a parasite.
But that doesn't make sense to me. Like I can't process how that thing can just like be in there and grow in an animal.
Pretty insane.
Did you see the one with a kitten with a bot? Yes, it was a bot in the head.
Humans get that stuff.
Are you okay?
Gross.
Yeah. A little queasy.
We should start having little bags just in case somebody pukes.
Oh, God. There was a guy that was next to us on the plane who was having such bad, like, he was puking.
No.
He was having mucus coming out of him. It was disgusting. In the beginning of the flight, I look over and Patricia, you know, she's sitting next to me and she thinks like I'm like looking at her and she's like kind of getting frustrated with me. And I'm like, no, I'm just looking at this dude. Cause I was looking at this dude and he was just sitting there going. And I was like, that guy's about to explode. But then after a while, like I was eyeing him for like 5 minutes and nothing was happening, but he was just staying like that. And I was like, whatever. And Patricia's like, what? I'm like, that dude is just giving me.
Was he dry heaving?
No, it was just, he looked like, you know, the look right before you're about to just vomit.
Yeah.
It was just that state. But after a while, nothing was happening. I gave up and was like, whatever. And then I think I napped a little bit and then I'm like reading my book or whatever. And I'm just like, you know, enjoying the flight. And then I look over and Patricia's just like this holding her nose. And I'm like, weird. And then the woman next to her is like this holding her nose. And I'm like, what's going on?
But you couldn't smell anything.
I couldn't smell a thing. And then Patricia's like, and I'm like, I go, what's happening? And she goes, that guy. And I'm like, oh shit, I forgot about that guy early in the flight. He has a whole trash bag and he's just sitting there like,
oh.
And it's full.
You think he was sick from the flight or you think he was like hungover and like needed to get that out?
I don't know. I think it was a combination of either he was drunk or just he was too sick. He should have not gotten on that flight.
Yeah.
Like that's where it was like, it was almost like really sick irresponsibility. Yeah,
I hope he wasn't sick and though. Like
contagious?
That's gross.
No, I don't think he was drunk. I think he was genuinely just sick. Like he had a bug in him.
Oh, that's fucking
And then
nasty.
The flight attendant comes by and goes, I'm so sorry. I didn't understand the severity of the medical situation across the aisle.
Were there people like next to him?
There was one lady, he was on the window seat. The middle lady got up and refused.
Yeah.
But I didn't see any of that happen because it all happened in such a daze.
Was it a full flight?
There was enough space okay. for her to find another spot. And then this other old lady is just sitting there as far as she can in the aisle seat, like away from this guy. And then the flight attendant comes by and goes, I'm so sorry about, we didn't realize the severity of the medical situation. Do you guys want masks? And we were like, actually, yeah, we'll take them if that's just going to cover us up from inhaling whatever. But then I was realizing, I was like, shit, I don't like smell any of the puke at all. And then I was worried like
that you got
because I had been napping in it. I had gotten so used to the smell where I just thought, oh, this is no big deal. But then, so we get, and so we're all like disgusted by like this guy on the plane.
Yeah,
and then right when we get off the airplane, there's a whole medical team of people who are like EMTs.
Ready?
Hazmat suits just walking down
the aisle. And they're like, okay, what do you have? And they're like, okay, so you're having indigestion. I don't think the guy spoke I don't know. I'm not sure if he like spoke English or anything, but it was just like, dude, like you should have gotten on this flight.
That, luckily, it didn't cause a chain reaction because when people see that stuff, then they start getting queasy and start throwing up.
Yeah.
Ooh, that
yeah.
could have been, imagine the whole plane just like going.
Oh, I mean, just smelling that puke. Oh, man. No. Did I tell you about the time in elementary school? I was on a field trip, right? And we were on our way to Parrot Jungle. I know. No. I just remember specifically what it was. On our way to Parrot Jungle, we were in the van on our way there. And all of a sudden, a girl next to me was getting sick and goes, blah, pukes right in my lap. And I was in like second grade. Mortifying.
Before there's nothing field trip. Like somebody else throwing up on you.
It was disgusting.
I can't imagine.
It's hilarious. It's like humans just like explode. You're like, everything is fine. And then just like, wham.
I've been there before though.
I wonder if like humans, what if we just did that naturally? Just like one time a week and we never know when it's happening. Do you think we'd be like more understanding people?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, no.
Just like one of us just right now, just like, whoa.
No,
like,
yeah. Oh. Out of nowhere, like you have to get to the bathroom in like 5 seconds or it goes wherever it's going to be.
Yeah, I mean, but think about it. Like everybody farts, but if you smell somebody's fart, it's like, oh, he farted. You know what I mean? And it's like still.
But it's still, I feel like farts are still like pretty acceptable.
Huh?
It is.
Okay. Or like
we all like, fart all the time in the living room.
Compared to pooping and vomiting.
Sorry, can we
stop? Welcome to Lady Poo Poo Kiki Kaki.
I don't throw up, so.
I've seen it.
Never done it. Never will.
I haven't thrown up in years.
I actually haven't thrown up in a while, in a long time too.
I haven't thrown up since elementary school.
That's why crazy. You've
thrown up.
No way, Mariah. You've had to
well, she flex. Doesn't. She doesn't drink, so I guess that makes sense. You've never gotten food poisoning?
Nope.
Well, if she had some of that popcorn chicken.
I did.
No, you actually, I feel like you can sense when something's just like not even, that you shouldn't even eat.
Right. I also don't know how to burp. So I just think it's something like, because there's times like if I don't feel well and I feel like I, like when you throw up, are you just like, oh, I just know it's going to feel so much better. Let me just like
It's relieving.
Yeah.
Yeah. I suppress that. I'm like, no, I'm good. I talk myself out of it and I haven't done.
I try to do that a lot, but it just never, it always beats me. Like that's when I'm hungover and I feel like I need to puke something out.
Mm. Oh, I'll sit around a toilet for hours. Like,
oh, really?
Like waiting for the sensation to go away. And then I've like, don't need to throw
I just
up.
Stop thinking about it. I'm like, all right, I'm good.
I have a question. When you're over the toilet and you're trying to puke, what specifically do you try to do to get yourself to puke?
I just finger down the throat.
Finger down the throat?
I've never put my finger down my throat.
That was the, like when I realized I could do that and just get it done immediately, it was the greatest thing I ever discovered.
But if the finger in the throat is not working, what's
always works.
Okay. This
what kind of, do you do, Zane?
Okay,
he does
so
the cat.
This is kind of like it's the same energy as Heath's little poopy cocky shirt, like the mole that you
huffing
make.
My own.
Huffing your, it's kind of in the same world, but I will when I'm over a toilet, I'll like put my head in the toilet and just
no,
yeah, just to make myself so grossed out where I have to puke. Ew.
You'll put your head in the toilet.
No, I'm not like.
I know what you mean. I've had moments.
You're trying to gross yourself out.
So if this is a toilet seat, I'll put my head as far as like I can without touching anything and just like.
Oh.
Because I need a puke and the finger's not working. I just need something just insanely disgusting and vile to happen in order for the puke to come out. And normally that works.
You're on like the bowl.
He's like looking under like the.
But it doesn't, nothing works because it's like takes like Clorox. So you're just like, oh God. Wow. But yeah, that's what I do. You're like, love me or hate me.
That's disgusting. That is the question. How could you do that?
Do you like Taylor Swift's new album?
I haven't heard it.
I just think she's the problem. The Swifties, the Swifties are going to come after me.
Zane, that's why she goes, hi, it's me. I'm the problem. It's me. She's the problem.
So she
acknowledges
like, So for some reason, I thought she was saying that because she was like speaking from another point of view.
No, she's like saying, it's me. I'm the common denominator. My problems.
Okay. Well, she's aware of it. That's good, I guess.
I feel like you just got to like people for their music.
I'm loving this album.
We need to stop looking so deep into people when it comes to artists.
Valid.
That's true.
The other day I was at dance and I walked to my car and realized I've left my keys in one of the lockers. So I walked back to get my keys and I was right at the entrance of the door, and this lady sitting at the studio is right next to like a bar, and there's an outdoor seating area. So this lady was sitting at one of the tables, and I was about to step in, and she goes, "I love your outfit." And I was like, "Oh, thank you so much." And she goes, "You know, I you know, I told my family how funny it is that California is the way they dress when the weather gets chilly. It's very summer, and then they put on a coat," and she's going on and on, and I'm just like, But okay, so little backstory. Me, Heath, and especially my mom, we run into these types of people where it's just like, it's always us. It's always us. It's the person that you're not even looking at, and then they just start telling you their life story.
And then you just get stuck. You get stuck.
But we, like, and amount of times we come across these people. Like, my mom, we were in the grocery store, and this lady was like, "Can you grab this for me?" Like, she was really short, and she was like, "Can you grab this for me?" So my mom grabbed, and she goes, "Here." My mom starts walking away. She goes, "You know, my grandson, you know, he's back from Texas, and he's doing the whole," and my mom was standing there for like 25 minutes because she likes to keep going, and she just likes feeding it.
We also don't have the heart to like walk away and end something.
I can't walk away. So I encountered one of these people, and I'm like, "Here we go." And she immediately was like, because, you know, I just moved here. I'm from New York and this and that. And like, of course, like, I just like, just shut up. Just don't. Why can't I just lie? I was like, "Oh my God, what part? Me too."
You could have easily shut it down.
Yeah. But she was so relatable. She was Italian, and she was wondering what the best pizza spots are. And she just kept going and going. And I kept going and going, but my body language, my back was facing her. I was my head was completely a 180.
After 5 minutes, she just
and
kept
she
turning.
Was not. But on top of it, her dog with her was like up my coat and like climbing on me. She was like, "My dog loves you," and I was like, "Awesome!" Like, this, just good vibes. And I'm talking to her, and then I put my foot on the bench. I'm talking. And I could tell you more that she was saying. It wasn't anything like crazy, but she went into like, these people, they're just lonely. They don't have anybody to talk to. So they start talking to you like they know you. They're like, "Because you know Johnny back from blah, blah, blah." And I'm like, "Yeah, oh yeah." But she didn't see, she wasn't crazy.
How old?
Yeah. She was 55. I know everything about her. She was 55 years old. I know her first and last name.
But so the dog is
so
like.
So the dog is all up on me, whatever. And she's talking about the dog, and she stops mid conversation because I squat down to like start petting the dog, and she goes, "Oh, give me your phone. And I give her my phone, and she goes, "Oh, just the way the sun is shining on both of you." She like took pictures of me and the dog.
Interesting. But she asked for her phone, and Mariah was secretly recording her.
Oh yeah. So I was scared
she was taking
that like
a video of
when
her.
I passed her the camera, she would see in the bottom left corner like the
So she like
ended up like, "Let me take a selfie with your dog real quick." And then give it back to her.
But she wasn't crazy. She looked like she had a lot of money. She did well. She was, she had a beer with her and two waters, and the dog was sitting on the bench, and she's talking to me like this, but she's dipping her finger in the beer and then having the dog lick it the whole time. From her finger. And I was just like, and I was making it very obvious that this was not okay. So I was staring at the beer and the dog. I was like this, my eyes back and forth. Nothing was clicking. She just wanted to tell me about this great olive oil that she found.
Mariah, one day you should just see how far it goes.
Well,
it would have it through.
See it through.
So I took advantage of the situation because she was asking me, she found out I was Italian and she's from New York, all this stuff. She said, where's the best pizza? So I was like, "Oh, there's this great spot called Dobrik's. Opening November 12th. So she has a notepad with her that was blank when I showed up. By the time I left, it was filled with all my information. She was writing down everything. She goes, where do you get your meats? Where's the deli? I said, "I know this secret Italian deli that I go get my stuff at." I said, "It's all the brands that you recognize." She's from an area in Long Island that my cousins are from. Like, it was just, there was a lot of connections. So I had to keep going.
Did you give her a real place, the deli?
Yeah.
Set her on a good goose.
I gave her a great spot. So she asked, "What was the best deli? What was the best pizza? This and that." And then she goes, "Now what do you," she was talking about how she was like a fitness model. And I was like, "Oh, I would love to do that for like Nike and Puma." And she was like, "I did Nike." And she's like going on and on. She's because you know when I lived in London and this and I'm like, yeah, I know, right? And so we were talking about fitness and stuff, and she was like, you can do it, and all these things. And then she said, oh, the paper's filled up. I brought up Kuroda. I said, great, the best coffee is like, I was like, it's pretty like hole in the wall, but online only.
Hole in the wall. So it's hole pretty in the internet.
Hole in the wall, but online only.
But I told her Kuroda, I just really went for it. And she asked for my Instagram. She looked at my Instagram and she was like, I'm going to tell you all my secret Italian spots, whatever. She goes, oh, we have to go Italian food hunting together. Like we have to go, whatever. I didn't give her my number or anything. And
I'm surprised.
I have to show you this.
Were you there watching this?
No, app? But I've seen the videos
so
that she took.
He's expecting me home.
I want to see a video. Just
he's expecting me home. He texted me just checking in. And I was like, I haven't got my keys yet. I looked at the time. I was 55 minutes into this conversation.
Hell, Mariah.
55 minutes.
Mariah, yeah. You gotta set some boundaries.
I can't. It's not in me.
55 minutes for a stranger?
But everything she was saying, it sucked because I really did relate to her. Everything she was saying was like either open-ended or like it just didn't end. Like she kept, I didn't have to say a word.
That's all it takes to get you. Nice outfit. Wow, 55 minutes.
Well, I questioned it too because I wasn't wearing a nice outfit. I had leggings and a sports bra and then just a pea coat. She was just saying how funny it was that like Californians wear like shorts and crop tops and then they put on a winter coat. So she was like, just that was her conversation.
I'm curious if you like went to your car and just sat there and just watched her for the next hour just to see how many times she does
this.
Well,
Mariah traded off with somebody.
Yeah, so I was talking to her and I kept saying like, I gotta go get my keys. These two people walked by and they were like, oh, that's such a cute dog. And they started walking away and I said, he's so friendly. And then we switched and they were like, well, okay, in that case. And they started petting him and I was like, it was so nice meeting you. And I left, I got in my car, I was driving and I got stuck at the red light that she was sitting at. It's like, it's on a corner where she's sitting.
Right.
So she's like this. She's waving at me. Oh, I'm like, boy. Hey. And she goes, as I'm driving away, she goes, see you November 12th.
For the Dobrik's opening.
Oh so my God.
Do you think she will? Or yeah. Is she just a person?
No,
who just...
Matt, she's going.
Oh boy.
I mean, we won't be there.
You gave her 55 minutes of your time. So it's like, she's not only going, she's staying.
I'm not going to be here though. So
that's funny.
Wait, let me show you the
I cannot believe that.
Hell no. I could not talk to someone that long. A stranger.
Just a stranger. I couldn't do that either. No way.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I already have a tough time in the South with Patricia, her mom and them talking to people. Like we're going out running errands and then you're walking to your car, like, you're inside the store and then you're walking to your car and then you're still in the car and you got the window down talking with them. And I'm like, wrap it up. Even though I don't got anywhere, I don't have anywhere I need to be. It's just like, it's ended. You know, yeah. I mean, like it ends in one spot. I don't like, okay, now we're going to go into the parking lot and keep talking. And then we got to go to the car and keep talking. I'm like,
her notes are so funny. Mariah Motto equals influencer.
Did you take a picture of her notes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I can't wait to meet her.
She'll be there. Be on the lookout.
It's going to be crazy the first day of Dobrik.
The first day is going to be wild. Yeah.
I don't want to like even like, I want to go a weekend.
He does like a soft opening for the friends and family.
He is doing a soft opening.
Okay.
But I don't know what day it is, but it's going to be separate from that. I think it's just like friends and family. Yeah. So we get to go in and eat the pizza.
I've been dying for that spicy vodka dipping
Heath,
sauce.
I've been dying for the honey one. The honey drizzled one. Oh my God.
I know.
I'm very excited.
There's like a spicy honey pizza that they're making. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
And especially if you want that, if you want the best pizza, you got to go like the first week because I mean, any place that opens, they're making the top notch stuff that first week. I'm really excited about that. I'm really excited to see. I'm ice cream, that is my thing.
Yeah.
Ice cream, sweets, cake.
And pizza's my thing.
That ice cream, I will be the judge.
Yeah.
I will be the judge of that.
I'm so excited. And they're open late. No, yes, no pizza out here is open late.
Yeah, 3 a.m.
That's the best.
So you could literally finish that Saddle Ranch and still have an hour. Pizza.
Oh, that's nice.
Pretty good.
Saddle Ranch closes at 2. You go to the pizza place and you're there for another hour.
Dobrik's is going to make me want to go out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll go to Hyde tonight.
Can we get pizza on the way?
Can we get pizza? on the way back.
Only thing you do in a hide is hiding, Mariah.
Yeah.
Have you ever been like, oh yeah, you have. You definitely
have. Have you been to a club?
No, I'm like, I can't imagine you at a nightclub, but we've definitely all been to a nightclub together.
Yeah, I'm the one sitting.
Yeah, 100%. You're not, when everyone's dancing, you're a dancer and you're the only one not dancing. Only one not. You just don't want to outshine everybody, right?
Yeah.
I haven't been to a nightclub.
How do dancers dance at a nightclub?
I feel like dancers don't dance.
Yeah.
It's kind of just like,
because you can't help but like be good, you know?
Yeah. So you kind of just match everybody else.
Yeah.
And then when people are dancing wild, you dance a little more wild, but you can't be like better than
just
them.
Just give them a little fist pump.
Okay.
Yeah. I feel like the dancers are always like low key. They'll just kind of like rock their shoulders.
When a dance floor happens, you're not there.
No.
Oh God, no.
Why, Mariah, one day you should be like, be pushed into a dance floor and you're just like, guys, I can't. And then, hey! And then just bust it.
No, I bust shouldn't.
It. Like, just start with a backflip. Everyone's like, oh, like nobody sees it coming.
If I'm starting with a backflip, I'm ending with a backflip.
I don't know. Just something to think about.
I can't believe we used to make you do that all the time. When
just
we first
backflip?
Met. Yeah.
I know.
Just because we did not, we couldn't
do it. The backflip.
Do it again.
Something new. Like
now the new backflipper is Brett Robinson.
Or should we Rob?
All right, guys, thank you so much for tuning into another Unfiltered episode. Again, we always post these episodes audio form on Spotify, Pandora, Google, Apple Podcasts, and we post a video form of this podcast on YouTube, youtube.com/Zane and Heath every Tuesday.
That's right. Make sure to try out the best coffee in the world, Cremota. We've got our brand new espresso blend. It's in ground or whole bean. We also got K-cups and all the flavors. And we
My dad approves of the espresso.
Very good.
And
very
mom.
Important.
My dad loves it. My dad's obsessed with it. He's been making it every day in Tennessee.
It's an espresso connoisseur.
Cremota.com. Make sure to check it out. And then also, if you're not a member of our Patreon, patreon.com/Zane and Heath, you get access to the episodes a few days early. They're going to be all ad free. We also have a brand new high episode up right now with Kenny. It's really, really funny. So make sure to check that out. You get access to everything we've posted since we started the Patreon. As soon as you sign up, so you can see all the bonus episodes, all the live Q&As that we do once a month. You get access to the Discord and behind the scenes content.
We'll see you next week. Thank you for tagging along.
Ciao.
We love y'all. Peace.
Bye, guys.